Welcome back to Star Online Live Chat. Dato', we would like to ask you some questions on the cyberspace security. I think this is one of the areas where we have received a lot of questions. Dato', how secure are we in cyberspace? And as we know, cybersecurity is an agency under MOSTI. And what is their role? And how general public and MOSTI can play a role in this whole matter?
How safe are we? I think we are as safe as what we can be, okay? And compared to other regions, even among the developed countries, we have the necessary technology, we have laid the necessary policy, we have the necessary, necessary councils that have worked on these strategies to make Malaysia as safe as it can be, okay? And we have, under that is of course our cyber security. Through that and the initiatives of other agencies, we have set up what we call the National Cyber Security Policy. Okay, on top of that, we have also set up the National Computer Emergency Response Team that is 24 hours by 7, you know, service at any one time. So cybersecurity undertakes awareness program and how important it is to know about safety, to know about security, because at the end it is to do with us as well. Okay, knowing our role and so forth is very, very, very crucial. The overall national center for security comes under the National Security Council, of which our agency is a member in that effort. Of course, the agency does not only undertake training, they do the 24/7 monitoring with the latest technology that's available in any part of the world in terms of advanced warning system. They are connected to international bodies in this area. They also, of course, undertake certification and training of personnel that are dealing with cybersecurity issues. And on top of that, they are also certifying to many aspects of the technology that's being used in the market. These are some of the things, but I can say that on top of that, our cybersecurity is linked, I would say, to international bodies. You might be aware of the UN NGO body called IMPACT that is located in Cyberjaya, and they too interact with cybersecurity. So I can say to the people that I think we can as safe as what it can be. A lot of the responsibility pertaining to security, cybersecurity, and safety, I think, going to be also dependent on the people who are using the system. But we are comparable with any country in the world. And we can, I think, track any likelihood of attack in the same way as what other big countries are doing. But again, you know, the risk is always there. Always and there. The whole task is managing risk.
So as for the general public, I think we need, it's a shared responsibility.
Exactly. It's a shared responsibility. They have a major role to play. Parents in educating the younger generation. And as I said earlier, general awareness of the public in this matter.
Thank you. We have heard that there are about 2,000 e-services available content. Now, what are these content applications available to public currently out of the whole 2,000? You know, so quite a bit. So maybe you want to share with us, you know, what are the important ones and, you know, really that public can
benefit? I think it's very huge. I mean, emailing system within the ministry, intra and inter-ministry is a has been completed for some time. It's a question of people are using it or not.
Okay.
We have gone into telemedicine. Okay. you have gone into in the area of passport renewal. You've gone into JPJ kind of issues. On our side, we have developed, for instance, the e-bazaar, the marketing and selling of agricultural produce on the portal. Okay. So these are some of the services that have become online today. And in fact, I think you can ask any department, they will have not less than one or two that they have made that have made it electronic to electronic transaction. And I think the numbers are increasing, and as a result, today, you know, MDEC and the other ICT related agencies today, all over the world being consulted by developing countries who want to avail themselves of the way we have made e-services work in this country. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, what are some of the popular e-services that are really common among, you know? Is there any that is very...
Well, I think those on the product of Mosti, the e-bazaar is one that I think we can see a major leap forward in terms of the people who are using it, whereby as far as my area in Kota Merudu, they can join the portal, put on the forum there that now I got durians for sale at this price. It is also linked now to the mobile technology of the handphone. Okay, so some of the things that we have already done. So there are a host more, but of course the details of those will be available to the government, various government agencies. And keep in mind, the state too, you see, the states too have mounted on their own in terms of using technology to make their services e. So even in Sabah, even in Sarawak, okay. I think the education system has gone a long way in this area. So when you put on the Malaysian national agencies and departments and plus the state departments, that's why you get the over 2,000 services that are provided online today. Okay. I mean, I think ordering of food, canteens, some of them even have them, they have put that on websites so that people can order food online. So the list, that's the, do not include, what the private sector is doing, you see. So overall, in terms of the e-services being provided in government and corporate sector, we have gone a long way. But I think the room is still there, especially the people who is available whether they use it or not.
Yes.
It's another issue. Yes.
I think everything is there. It's a matter of tapping and using the resources which ministry has made available for
yes.
everyone.
Right? And now I must stress that these are the taken up not only just by Mosti, but literally the whole government machinery. In fact, the KSN drives this whole initiative.
Yes, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yes.
We are only a partner, and our job is to provide the technology that's available for those purposes. Yeah.
Okay. Datuk, thank you so much for shedding some light on the areas of concerns, and we see that Mosti will be, playing an important part in having Malaysia take the big leap into the global innovation economy, and we'll be there to support and in whatever way we can. Dear viewers, stay tuned for Soundline live chat at home, and we'll be back again in half an hour to answer a lot of questions and queries with regards to the Ministry of Science, Technology and Innovation. Stay tuned. Thank you.
Go on, okay.